So this is the appeal for 29 Blacksmith Drive. We are going to go around the room, introduce yourselves for the record. You'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. The board may have some questions for you about your conclusions. And then after the 15 minutes, the board will go into will recess and go into deliberative session to send you, and then back up a little bit. Then the town will send you a results agreements notice by certified mail within 2 weeks of the end of the appeal hearings. Okay, so if the appeal hearing is on July 8th, it's 2 weeks after that. But typically we're sending them out within a week. So you should get something from us from about a week to 2 weeks. Okay? All right, so let's go.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Gary Barrows.
Robert. Hi, Charlotte. Michelle Pensa.
And Jack Pensa.
All right, so you have the floor.
Well, thank you for meeting with us. We appreciate the time and effort you're putting into this, and we know that you have a lot of hearings. We hope they're amicable. We hope that they're short. We are the owners of 29 Blacksmith Drive. On our appeal form, I incorrectly listed the parcel ID, and I'd like to correct that now. The correct number is 12243.
For the vision ID.
Yeah, parcel ID.
Yep. Yeah, we got that.
Okay, great. We bought our home in March of 2022. At that time, we paid $472,207 for it, and the initial assessment was for $405,100. When we got the initial assessment from Vision, we were shocked to see that it was assessed at $775,800, which was a 92% increase over a four-year time frame.
Obviously, we appealed to Vision at an in-person hearing on May 26th, and they acknowledged that they were having trouble with condo assessments. One Vision employee indicated to us that they were using values for condos in Killington. Colchester is not Killington. On June 19th, we learned our assessment had been revised to $606,500, which is still a 50% increase in assessment over 4 years. It's still overinflated, unrealistic, and not a reflection of fair market values. It is disproportionate to similar condos, and we'll go into detail why.
Blacksmith is a small community of six condos. All of them were built and sold in 2022, and the sales prices then range from $453,400 to $531,440. The current assessment, Vision assessments, range from $572,100 to $606,500 for homes which are all in the same square footage, the same, built at the same time, and in the same condition. Our neighbors at 51 Blacksmith Drive are moving to another state for job reasons. They initially listed their home on May 11th of this year for $587,500. They've since reduced it to $579,000, and as of now, they still have not received any offers, even at that lower price. In addition, our neighbor at 43 Blacksmith Drive had her property appraised in April 2026. The appraiser valued the property at $545,000, and her assessment is currently listed as $575,100.
So we maintain that if assessment is a reflection of fair market value, then looking at sales of comparable condos shows us the following. And we have in writing, we have copies of our statement for you if you need it so that you have the evidence. Blakely Meadows is a new development by the same developer as Blacksmith Commons. It offers identical floor plans as Blacksmith. Five units are currently listed for sale at prices from $575 to $585.9. The sixth unit sold in April of 26 for $575,752. Additionally, a condo at 20 Briar Lane, just down the road, sold on June 25th for $500,000. The average sale price of the four comparable condos that have sold between April of this year to late June was $552,438. Similar homes have lower assessments. This represents a large and unfair discrepancy.
Based on the market data that we've provided, we believe that we are significantly overassessed and that a correct assessment of our property should be $550,000.
So I do want to say that I'm a numbers person. So I charted the vision assessments for our little condo development. Remember, built the same time, same square footage. Finishings inside might be a little different, but there's a big discrepancy here. And then, because assessment is supposed to be linked to fair market value, I took the comparables and listed the vision assessment versus the price that they sold for. I also had the data for you for each of the properties that we discussed, and I have copies for you.
Thank you. Not surprised.
No.
So the first is the statement. And then there are the spreadsheets that the graphs were based on. Thank you. You're welcome. There are two graphs.
Yeah.
So any questions you have for us or anything else that you would like to know?
We timed ourselves.
That was very good. That was actually great.
Sure.
I like the sharing of the information too. That's
well,
good.
It's hard to absorb it all. If you have it, yeah. You can
see it. Did you get this one?
That's fine.
Did he get this? Did you get this?
Yes, I did.
Okay. No, you did our work for us.
Any question? Okay, I'm going to turn the recording off and we'll go off the record.
Okay.